night. We were in the 60s last night. We'll do it again tonight with a low of 66. Tomorrow, more sun, still dry, tolerable humidity, high around 94. Low tomorrow night, 69. Then over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, Monday, the humidity is back, and so are those random hit-or-miss storms. Plus, we'll be keeping a close eye on the future path of Dorian, the storm that'll be heading towards Florida. Where does it go after that? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
All right, guys, welcome back in. David Ernest from Ernest Financial here. David and Rusty hanging out.
What?
Five. I'm counting votes, man. Come on.
Oh, six.
Yeah, you guys do financial stuff. How much does it cost to buy an election?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Let me just say this. I know how to count money.
That's the important part right there.
Well, can you count $100 a day for lousy employees that don't have...
Well, I'll tell you, I've been keeping up with this, keeping up with you, doing everything. And that evening, about 7:30, 8 o'clock, I was like, why are there no returns? Mm-hmm. Why am I not seeing something? Usually they've called it by now, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't see anything on TV till 9, 10 o'clock.
Yeah. It was probably 8:45, 8:50 before we started getting any real returns, I would guess.
It was late.
Which is probably an hour after normal.
Mm-hmm. It's just same kind of odd. But I tell you, one guy you can depend on to count everything right. Hmm. That's this guy right here, David Ernest.
Well, we're regulated. I thought they were.
Well, evidently that the regulator is holding the keys. So.
Well, I hear that. Welcome in, David Ernest. Tell us about what's going on in the world of finances and over at Ernest Financial.
Well, we are really having a good time over there, me and Rusty and everyone else. We're planning a big shindig.
Big shindig.
If you have some shins you want dug, we're going to dig them for you.
Where is the big shindig going to be?
It's going to be at the same shopping center that has Focarelli's Pizza and Anytime Fitness, but everyone's going to be participating there. It's going to be if we don't get rained out, this is a little early to discuss this, but it's going to be the Saturday before Halloween. We're going to have pre-Halloween for the kids and a big shindig. Probably going to have a band, going to have a tent, are going to have Halloween decorations and going to have all kinds of giveaways. We're going to be giving away thousands of dollars of prizes.
Yeah. That would be October 26th.
Yes. And the Bouncy House, that's where I'm going to be. I love going
to
the
Bouncy House. You love that Bouncy House?
Yeah. It's got to be a big one.
Yeah.
Not even September.
No.
August.
No, but we want everybody to put it on their calendar right now. Put it on there.
October 26th, Saturday. Yeah. What time is this
shindig? It's going to be between 12 noon and 5 p.m. Bring the kiddos. That's all for kiddos. For
so, kiddos. 12 noon to 5 p.m. October 26th. Is there any football that day?
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
You going to have a game on?
Well, we don't know
listen
yet.
Listen to radio?
But we've already said this. We're going to have big screen TVs there.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
That way you don't miss the big game.
We're going to have a big screen TV there. So if you really got to watch TV or watch a ball game, radio and television right
you
there.
You can watch anything on your phone now.
Yeah, I know.
I remember when I first got a smartphone and I was able to watch football on my phone. I was like, But back then you had to steal it. You had to do this and that. Yeah. I mean, you just pull up your subscription now, your cable subscription. They got an app. You can watch it from anywhere.
I know.
It's very convenient.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's so nice as long as you got the data.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you can just hook up to the Wi-Fi.
That's right.
That sounds like a good deal out there. What else is going on at Earnest Financial?
Well, you know, there's all these things being talked about, recession and all this stuff, and nobody knows, and only the shadow knows. Where did he go? Where did the shadow go?
Back into the shadows.
Yes. So we had a television show the other day about shadow government and all these controlling things. We have cycles. We go in, we're cyclical, and, you know, I mean, yeah, we've gone up a long time. So will we go down for a while pretty hard when it hits? I don't know. A lot of people seem to think. If I were older, and which I am, I guess I am.
You mean like
more older than you are now?
More older, yeah.
Well, let's just say if I was past a certain age, like 55-ish or older, for example, I would be trying to protect my assets. That's what we do. We're asset preservationists. I'd be trying to protect the bulk of my money just because. It's kind of a weird situation in time right now, in my opinion. But that's you're asking me.
Yeah. What the Dow Jones is 25,000-26,000 or something like that. It was, gosh, I think 16,000 the night Trump got elected or something like that.
Yeah, I mean that's a long way up.
Yeah,
that's
so,
a long
I mean,
way
it,
up.
Doesn't it have to come down a little every now and then?
Yeah, of course.
Like my grandma told me when I threw a frisbee up on the roof one time that it would come down because what goes up must come down.
Eventually. That's my point.
That your grandma was like,
you hit it.
My grandma was Isaac Newton.
Okay, just checking.
Or she was Mrs. Newton.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Helen Newton.
She was like, look out for that apple.
Gravity.
Newton saw an apple. My grandma saw a frisbee. Same thing. What goes up must come down.
That's right.
So you think even if it comes down a little bit, though, the world isn't ending? And
No. But the thing is, it could hurt a person who was going to retire during that decade and wanted to get to their money, mm-hmm. and if for say it did cut 50%, and I'm not saying it's going to cut anything, okay, but just say that since it's gone up so much, it cut 30%, 40%, 50%, or some people are saying 60%, 70%. Those are the doomsayers, and I'm not going with that. But if you're drawing out 10% of your money or 5% of your money all the time, you know, or during that time. This is an example. If you had $100,000 and you were taking out $10,000 a year, just say you were making 10%, which is ridiculous. If the market goes down 50%, mm-hmm. and you still keep taking $10,000 out, and you get down about $20,000 or $30,000, even at 50%, you got to make 100% to get back where you are. You have no way, probably statistically, to ever recover. Right. It's not that it won't; it's where you are in time.
It won't before you die, is what you're saying.
Probably not. And then the other thing is, the experts a long time ago they were saying don't ever take more than 6% out of your portfolio. And you probably never will run out. Then it went to 5%. Then it went to 4%.
Yeah, I've always heard 4%.
Mm. Now it's 3.
Is it 3?
It's 3 now.
Wow.
Now think of this. 3%. On $100,000, you can only take $3,000 a year out to feel kind of warm and fuzzy, but still no guarantee that you won't run out of money. That makes me feel even worse.
Yeah.
If I was 55
I didn't know they knocked it down to three when I was in, you know, I took finance and accounting classes and stuff in college, and they always told us 4%. Take 4%, you never run out of money.
Exactly. That's when you were there, but recently it's changed to three.
Yeah, they say get $2 million in a nest egg, take 80 grand a year, you will never run out of money.
Well, probably never run out. They can't, you know what I'm saying? We got to be careful what I was saying.
Well, I understand. And not you, you didn't say that.
I didn't say it.
Bad professors
at Auburn. I am not saying anything. I'm just repeating what they said.
Right. And you two guys, I was listening yesterday. You're both about, what, 40, 41, something like that?
Don't you age me, Rust-Oleum. I'm 39 years old.
I'm 42. Well,
still,
he's the old guy.
That's the perfect time to call David Ernest, 279-7431.
Yeah, you got to get in early, right?
Well, I mean, you know, each different people, different folks for different strokes and different boats and all that kind of stuff. The younger you are, you should be aggressive. The older you are, you should become less aggressive. And that's what I'm talking about. If you there's ways, this is what my business is. We're in the insurance business way. We can guarantee the portfolio. I don't. The insurance companies do. These are trillions of dollars. You know, they can guarantee everything. But they also let you participate with the stock market. So you might make 50, 60, 70% of what the market people make. But if the market goes down, you don't go down at all. You stay right there. So this is a more assured way of holding on to your dough for the long haul if you're older. Now, if you haven't built up any money, then you need to be aggressive anyway, and there's no way that I'm going to be able to help you very much in that.
Tell people how to get in touch with you, David.
279-7431.
Or just go down and hang out by the bus station where there are a lot.
At the bus station?
Yeah, we just hang out down there. People come into town. We're like, hey, how you doing?
But there's a lot of things, Baron, that we help people with. I mean, we work with attorneys to do trust work. You know, we work with people on the long-term care problems. We work. There's a multitude of things. When you sit down with someone, you just find out what they're. Sometimes they don't even realize that they have a problem.
Yeah.
Or could have a problem. So it's all free.
Give them the number.
279-7431.
Yes, sir.
Where can they find you on the radio and TV?
Well, we're on Channel 32 right now. Are we still on at 5? We're on at 5 in the evening, and then we're on in the mornings about somewhere in the 4:30 to 5 o'clock area.
Ooh, that's time I get up.
That's time when folks get up, getting ready for church.
That's when the chickens start scratching.
We big with chickens.
Yeah, and the CW. We're on CW,
yes.
Too.
Yes.
All right, guys. Appreciate you coming by. David Ernest, give him a call. We'll be back. Fiesta forever. Come on and sing it all.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros, trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors. The best things in
life are free. Hi folks, Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Earnest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Get down on it, Dave.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down?
You wanna get down? I just saw your text message.
Get down on it. Get down on it.
18 minutes after 10 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of News and Views.
Come on in.
I do want to tell everybody about my friend Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. He is a wizard with the hard stuff. Tom Latham has been in the concrete business for, gosh, almost 30 years. And he's learned a thing or two, man. He's learned about crews and how to hand select a crew that knows what the heck they're doing, people that understand concrete. He's not running around saying,
I am the chosen one.
No, that's not Tom Latham at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. He's out there saying, you know what? If you'll give me the opportunity to earn your business, I won't let you down. I'll make you proud. And I'll have something beautiful that will last a long, long time in your driveway or your walkway or your patio. Just let me come out and earn your business. That's what Tom Latham's saying. Not,
I am the chosen one.
You know, it's just, you know. The God Emperor says that. Tom Latham says, just let me come bid on your concrete work, and I'll do a better job than anybody else, and I'll do it for the right price. I promise you. So get out there when you get a chance. 284-9292, 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, pennyearn.co, or find him on Facebook. I got an Epstein alert. This story is the story that will never quit giving.
Correct.
FBI crime lab in Quantico analyzing 2 broken cameras from outside of Epstein's cell. Figure out how they broke. FBI crime lab examining 2 areas from the area directly outside Jeffrey Epstein's cell, which reportedly malfunctioned the night he died, according to lawyers.
Was it a comedy of errors?
Comedy of errors, Dave.
Look, this guy, he thought he was supposed to be watching him. This guy thought he was supposed to be watching him. The cameras turned off. It was hilarious.
You
had to be there. Because it was really funny, and then we walked in and he was dead in his cell. So that
hyoid bone
wasn't actually that funny, but everything leading up to it, hilarious.
Hilarious.
High comedy, Baron.
2 cameras would have had a view into the Manhattan jail cell, where on August 10, Epstein was found hanging by his bedsheet in what has been ruled a suicide. Cameras were sent to Quantico, Virginia, site of the major FBI crime lab, where agents and forensic scientists analyzed evidence. The Washington Post reported Monday that at least 1 camera in the hallway had footage that was usable. The newspaper said there was other usable footage captured in the area. But the 2 right outside his cell? What do you know?
Well, look, the guy was supposed to come and fix it, but then, funny story, he got caught on one of the bridges coming into Manhattan, because kind of like the printer that had to come down from Birmingham.
Yeah.
It's, you know, sometimes these things, when you have a really big, you know, famous person that is under investigation for, you know, a child sex ring, it's understandable that things might go wrong, not according to procedure, right? Kind of like if you have a really big municipal election, high turnout.
Yeah.
And listen, this is the funny part. The procurement officer forgot to get more toner for the computer. Can you believe that?
Unbelievable. No toner for the computer.
This is just
cameras weren't working. Comedy of Errors.
This is so funny, Baron.
Comedy of Errors. So funny. Hilarious, actually. Epstein's lawyers, Reen Weingarten and Martin Weinberg. You're kidding me. They both have wine in their name?
Well, you know.
The wino and I know. Told U.S. District Judge Richard Berman that they doubted Epstein's suicide and that the pedophile's injuries were far more consistent with assault than hanging, according to Weingarten, who cited the defense's own medical sources. Broken bones were found in Epstein's neck during an autopsy after he died on August 10. Broken hyoid bone.
Yeah.
Well, but for the fact that it's so uncommon.
It's just so funny. It's like, you know, I mean, normally when somebody chokes himself to death or hangs himself in their cell or whatever, they don't break the hyoid bone. But this time, you know, Jeff was a little bit different, Baron.
He
had a sick sense of humor.
Classic Jeff.
Yeah.
Am I right? Classic Jeff.
Jeff's just like that, isn't he? He was always just breaking people's hyoid bones. You know, when we killed the children that we... wait a minute. I said the quiet part loud and the loud part quiet. It's just a comedy of errors, Baron.
Child trafficking ring that goes up to allegedly Harvard law professors, prime ministers of foreign countries, royalty of the British family.
Yeah, well.
Billionaires, CEOs of Fortune 50 companies.
You know, it was really funny. Like, they couldn't find some of the crown jewels, you know? And then it was really funny because, like, Prince Andrew just gave them to Jeff to hold for a while.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? And then Jeff died. And now we know where they are. It's really funny.
Happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Comedy of errors.
Yeah, it's just a comedy of errors.
Was Daryl Parker in charge of Jeff Epstein?
Yes.
Was Montgomery County Election Department head Daryl Parker involved? Was he in charge of watching Epstein?
I haven't heard anybody say that he was or wasn't there.
I have. Was he in Manhattan? On August 10th?
We have no way of knowing.
Did the printer work at Manhattan Correctional Center?
The printer did. The cameras are what didn't work. Yeah, that was the problem. That was the problem.
Just some important stuff that's malfunctioning on important days. Whatever. Happens. The 66-year-old financier was arrested on charges of child sex trafficking. Pleaded not guilty, obviously. During Tuesday's hearing, 16 women testified Epstein had sexually abused them. Prosecutors say while charges have been dropped against the dead pedophile, potential conspirators are not out of hot water. Comedy of errors.
Well, it happens.
It does. Hey, look. Murphy's Law, right?
Yes.
Murphy's Law.
Right, yeah, whatever can go wrong will.
Who's this?
Flower Child,
you're on the air.
Thank you for
that. Oh, am I on speaker or Bluetooth? I can barely hear you.
Thank you.
Can you do something different so I can hear you?
I don't know if you can hear me.
That's better.
Governor Sinema said on Fox News one night that the warden of the NCC had gotten her per position because she had filed a sexual discrimination suit against Eric Holder. And if you go and try and find that lady, you can't find her.
She's gone?
I mean... If you search for that lady, she has no, like, Wikipedia page or something like that.
Oh, really? Well, I don't have a Wikipedia page. I'm alive.
Not yet, anyway.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't use Google, but when you go to search her, and she has a strange name.
Well.
Like Loretta Fuddy?
Yeah, that's a comedy of errors, Dave. Frogman just happened to show up at the wreck.
It was really funny. We crashed the plane in the middle of the ocean. And the next thing you know, there's a frogman stabbing me in the leg.
It happened.
It was so funny.
You had to be there.
Yeah. Wait, can we cue up the slides from our vacation?
Go ahead, Flower Child.
Bye.
All right, we appreciate your call. Thank you.
Sorry. Thank you for the call.
I mean,
we're having fun today.
Because
it's a comedy of errors.
How can you not with a bunch of comedy like this? Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. What are we going to do next? Lawrence O'Donnell, boring. But I do want to talk about this. Partially because this is the way it's done, ladies and gentlemen. This is the way it's done. Lawrence O'Donnell, two nights ago, discussed a story that he said he had on one solid source that told him about President Donald Trump's finances and some loan documents with Deutsche Bank. During the thing, he said, if true...
Big if true.
Yeah, if true, and then he went on to explain what the connection was. Last night, he takes the opening of his show to say this. Last night on this show, I discussed information that wasn't ready for reporting. I repeated statements a single source told me about the president's finances and loan documents with Deutsche Bank, saying, if true, as I discussed the information, and that was not good enough. I did not go through the rigorous verification and standards process here at MSNBC before repeating what I heard from my source. Had it gone through that process, I would not have been permitted to report it. I should not have said it on air or posted it on Twitter. I was wrong to do so. This afternoon, attorneys for the president sent us a letter asserting the story is false.
Oopsie. You got a strongly worded letter.
Well, here's the big sentence that I want to read. They demanded a retraction. Tonight, we are retracting that story. We don't know whether the information is inaccurate, but the fact is, we don't know. We do know it wasn't ready for broadcast, and for that, I apologize.
It was a comedy of errors. They didn't know if it was real. They didn't know if it was verifiable. They just said it.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, well?
Well, the reason I bring that up is because that, my friends, when Baron Coleman says something you think is false, you don't have to run and file a bar complaint. You don't have to fire off letters to all his advertisers. This is how it's done. This is how professionals handle things. You send a letter and you demand a retraction. To date, I have never gotten a letter and a demand for retraction from certain people who filed bar complaints and contacted advertisers. And I will say this. We lost not a single dollar of advertising money.
Not one.
If anything, we made money.
Yeah.
Because people extended and expanded their buys out of frustration with the letters they received. Not to say that I've never misspoken on this program.
No.
But if you want a retraction, ask for one. Be a professional. Be an adult. Take your diaper off and be an adult. Who's this?
It's Grandma Barron. I need to get out of jail. Bashing Barron won't talk on the phone card. Can I get one?
You got one. You got one. Go ahead.
I didn't have time to talk. I was just trying to impress upon you that I went to vote before I brushed my teeth.
Uh-huh.
But I minister to widows and widowers who need to help their homes decluttered when families won't come in to help, and I was on my way out the door to help someone.
Oh, well, that's good.
But I appreciate you.
Do you work with an organization, or do you do this on your own?
My personal ministry.
Oh,
to serve people who need arms and legs in a time of tragedy when they're overwhelmed and the family are not there, or they don't have families, because it is a daunting task. And I help physically challenged widows and widowers declutter their home, reorganize, you know, get the clothes to donate. It's just a personal ministry.
Well, Grandma, that's one of the nicest things I've heard in quite some time. What are you mad about?
I've been helping a man for the past year. It's taken me a year to get his home situated where he's comfortable and functional, and I've lost 40 pounds doing it. It's been therapeutic, and I love it. Y'all get out there and help somebody. And thank you, Blue Water, for everything you do.
Well, we try. Local folks up in local
business. Am I out of jail now, Baron?
Yes, ma'am. You are so far out of jail, you don't even know where it is. You've lost track.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Grandma. Now, that's the kind of call right there that I need to get four times a day. Not just on the air, but just... That's the call I need four times a day. The people out there helping the less fortunate? You know how easy it is sometimes? I mean, sometimes it's hard, like Grandma. You know how easy it is to make someone smile?
Yeah.
Just be nice to people. I mean, look, I'm giving Daryl Parker a hard time about this, and I don't think he should have anything to do with the runoff election. I don't want him to have a bad life.
No!
I don't want him to starve to death and live in a van down by the river. I just don't want him to run elections, because he's proven he can't do it, and he's proven that he's predicting the outcome when he's supposed to be calling balls and strikes. You know what he should have said when they said, hey, Daryl, this is one of the biggest elections in Montgomery history, right? And he should have said, well, maybe. That's for the pundits to decide. My job is to make sure the balls and strikes are called fairly.
Yep.
We're going to get out there. We got people trained. We're going to be monitoring this election situation. Any problems that come up, you contact the election center. We're going to address everything. Our job is to get a free and fair election for the city of Montgomery. And whoever wins, wins. That's for you guys in the news to talk about. I'm a professional. It's all business around here, baby. He should have said something like that. Instead, he talked about the historicity. This is such a historic election, a sea change election. There's a new majority in this city, and now this majority's got the first time to elect their own mayor, one of them. This is a weird conversation. I want to play that clip again. I hope David Woods files a federal lawsuit and attaches that statement from Daryl Parker and says, feds, you guys have got to get in here. Either bring in the State Bureau of Investigation, bring in the federal government, bring somebody in here. And let's get this election run freely and fairly. Hell, if it's a free and fair election, Stephen Reed may win.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know what? And if he wins a free and fair election, I hope he succeeds.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. I hope Montgomery prospers under Mayor Stephen Reed if that happens. But what I don't want to happen is spend the next 4 years saying, did Stephen Reed steal this election? Because that's not good for the city.
No.
That is terrible for the city. And if Daryl Parker's in charge of the election, that's going to be the allegation. That's going to be the suspicion. Goodson Group, Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, 551-0225. You can get in touch with them online, thegoodsongroup.com. This guy has been in business, the real estate business, for over 40 years. He's seen a thing or two of in the River region. I mean, Prattville wasn't even a thing. It was like seven farmers up there north of the river. Millbrook was an actual mill by a river.
Right. Well, by a brook.
By a brook. And Wetumpka, the Porch Creek Indians were probably still alive, hanging out on the reservation up there. Now, it's all changed. And the man who's changed with it, Bo Goodson, because he adapts, he grows, he understands. He's a smart guy. He understands real estate business better than anybody. If I put my home on the market tomorrow, I'm calling Bo Goodson at 551-0225. 551-0225. I'm calling him if I'm buying a house. I'm calling him if I want my real estate managed. Bo Goodson, 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. On the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Equal housing lender.
Network, the Dow up triple digits with investors hopeful that China trade worries will ease. President Trump telling the Brian Kilmeade Show on Fox News Radio.
There is a talk scheduled for today at a different level. And, yeah, they've been talking, and, you know, The fake news tried to say we weren't.
China, meanwhile, bringing fresh troops to Hong Kong, where protesters have been calling for democracy for 3 months. Fewer Americans signed contracts to buy homes in July. The slide in pending home sales, 2.5%, a sign of a possible slowdown. Economists at J.P. Morgan warning there's now more than a 1 in 3 chance Britain leaves the EU on October 31st without a deal. And there's been a repeated theft of an unusual commodity, donkey poo, on the South Atlantic island St. Helena at a sanctuary for donkeys, and the money used to pay for vet bills to care for the 6 retired donkeys who live there. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/joy. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a rare summer break for a couple of days with lower humidity. Today, sunshine. You'll feel the difference with a high temperature up to about 91. Tonight, comfortably cool for an August night. We were in the 60s last night. We'll do it again tonight with a low of 66. Tomorrow, more sun, still dry, tolerable humidity, high around 94. Low tomorrow night, 69. Then over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, Monday, the humidity is back, and so are those random hit or miss storms. Plus, we'll be keeping a close eye on the future path of Dorian, the storm that'll be heading towards Florida. Where does it go after that? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alright guys, welcome back. One of my top, I would put this in my top 25 or 30 songs of all time. I love this song. Absolutely love this song. And this is the premier version of this song. Period, end of story. Don't get carried away, Dabe.
I mean, the dude that wrote it does a pretty good version. Just saying.
Well, this
Bruce.
This gets back to my theory that some people perform other people's songs better than they perform them themselves. Period. End of story.
There's not a bad version of this song, though.
No, there's not a bad
version. It's impossible
version.
To do a bad version. It's that good of a song.
Cole Plumbing, generous sponsors of this program, and generous folks overall. CC Cole, James Cole, Cameron Cole, Jeanette Cole, the whole Cole family involved over there at Cole Plumbing. Good, good people. Better plumbers, believe it or not. As good of people as they are, they're better plumbers. And that's what you want, man. You want someone who knows what they're doing. Someone who's been in business a long time, got the experience. Yeah, James got a few gray hairs. He knows what he's doing. CC's got a lot of gray hairs. These guys understand the plumbing business, particularly in the River Region. They understand how it works around here. Not everybody does. This is not a fly-by-night organization. They are wonderful, wonderful when it comes to tankless water heaters. You know, these water heaters that never run out of hot water, last forever. That is what Cole Plumbing, man, I'll tell you what, between that and their proprietary pipelining technology, they just distinguish themselves among all of the plumbers. So call them, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com, or find them on Facebook. Cole Plumbing, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. I was eating lunch at Chris's Hot Dogs the other day. Love Chris's Hot Dogs.
They're an institution.
They are. I was down there. They've been in business, what, 102 years?
Yeah.
102 years. And while I was there, I was talking to my man Gus over there. And he tells me the 71st annual Greek Labor Day barbecue and pastry sale is coming up this weekend, Monday. September 2nd, it'll start at 9 a.m. Everybody in town knows about this. They get a lot of volunteers to go over to help out. The Greek church over there, it's on Mount Meigs Road. If you don't know where that is, it's one of the little arteries coming out of downtown right off of Madison. So if you know Madison, it's like a block off of Madison in the Capitol Heights area over there. But 71st Annual Greek Labor Day Barbecue and Pastry Sale, September 2nd, 9 a.m. until sold out. And what I mean by until sold out is?
About 9:15.
You better get there early.
If you want the lamb.
If you want the lamb, you need to get there by like 9:15, 9:30. If you you know, Camp Stew, they'll still have until probably 11 or 12. You got to get over there, though. This is fantastic. You can dine in or take it out. 1721 Mount Meigs Road is the Greek Orthodox Church, the only Greek Orthodox Church in Montgomery. So if you're driving and can't write this down, just Google Greek Orthodox Church and you'll know where it is. Monday morning, 9 a.m. Again, volunteers all over the place. A lot of people come in from out of town. I know John Rice has volunteered over there for many, many years. Just good people, authentic Greek barbecue, authentic Greek pastries. They got baklava, they got those wedding cookies, they got all your favorite stuff.
Everything is great. And it's just a fun event.
It's a fun event. It's a great cause. This is a great church. It has a... You know, a lot of Greeks came to Montgomery pretty early, to Alabama in general. Yeah, Birmingham is a huge community.
So is Mobile.
Yeah, so a lot of Greeks in Alabama. Beautiful, beautiful church. And one of the best parts is, if you hang out and you're really nice and you ask the priest for a tour, he'll give you a tour. They'll wait until there's a group, but they'll give you a tour. And when they explain the iconography and they explain the screens and they explain all the stuff they have in there and why the ceiling is painted the way it is and why the different saints are wearing different colors, why does Mary wear red on blue or blue on red and Jesus blue on red or red on blue. It's a really, really cool thing that they explain. And it's a beautiful church, beautiful place. They got some great entrees, some great pastries. They even have some frozen goodies. They got sampler boxes, baklava. Katefi. I can't even pronounce all this stuff. It's a good cause. I encourage everybody to get by there. 9 a.m. Monday morning. For many people in Alabama, this is their Labor Day tradition. This is where they get their food. Sure. They go over there and get the barbecue and the camp stew, and that's what they eat for Labor Day.
Yeah. I do it every year.
Who's this?
Jackson.
Jackson. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'll make this quick. The song you just played, it's not typically what I listen to at all, but I want to know who that was because it was amazing.
Well, let me ask you a few questions. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. It's been covered many times. It's amazing. How old are you, Jackson?
I'm 31.
You're 31. You're a little young.
Yeah, a little young for it.
I'm 39. This song probably came out when I was 12. So you'd have been in like early, 3-4 years old. That was the 10,000 Maniacs version of the song Because the Night. It was on their MTV Unplugged concert, which is a good concert, by the way, the entire concert.
Written by one Bruce Springsteen and first performed or recorded by?
I'm lost.
Patti Smith.
I did not know that.
I think it was supposed to be on Darkness on the Edge of Town, and for whatever reason he thought that it didn't fit, and he gave it to Patti, and it became one of her biggest hits. And so then it's on he has that live from 79 to 85, I think, is the triple disc, and it's amazing, too. Just depends on which version you want, but that's a great song.
The 10,000 Maniacs version. Natalie Merchant left 10,000 Maniacs shortly after this and tried to go solo. It did not work as well.
Yeah, the other 9,999 Maniacs, they just fell apart.
Yeah. Natalie Merchant died. Her career died after leaving 10,000 Maniacs. And 10,000 Maniacs basically died when Natalie Merchant left. But that's 10,000 Maniacs Because the Night. It's one of my absolute favorite songs. I love it.
Well, it goes to show that I don't just have to learn about politics on your show.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
We're a wealth of knowledge.
31 years old.
And sometimes a comedy of errors.
Yeah. Comedy of errors.
Well, you know, when things go wrong.
It's so funny.
It just is.
So funny. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Let's see here. I'm trying to see what percentage of people on the ADC ballot won and lost.
I was looking at that too. I think one of them won or led.
Thomas Bass lost, Carlton Avery lost, Marsha Johnson was in second place.
I think that's right.
Audrey Billups Graham won.
One.
Phyllis Harvey Hall was in second place. No endorsement in 6 or 8, and then Johnny Sankey lost. So they had one win.
So you're telling me.
They had one win.
Yeah. So you're telling me that of the 43,000 people that went to the poll.
Yeah.
And of the, 17, almost 18,000, a little over 18,000, that voted for Stephen.
Uh-huh.
Those didn't add up to wins for the other folks?
Nope.
What was the total under of it?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Well, you'd have to have printer ink so we could look at the...
And you know what another good question is?
Huh.
How many people voted in the mayor's race in the boxes of House District 74?
Mm.
Because you had to go through two lines.
Yeah, that's a great question.
And you know how hard it is to get people to vote in one election.
Yeah.
I have a, you know, I would love to see, I'm not saying anything, I just love to see those numbers.
That's a great, great question. That, I mean, that honestly may be the question of the day right there.
If anybody had printer ink anywhere in Alabama, we might be able to see the results.
We'd know the, we'd know these answers.
Well, but it's unavailable. I mean, it's more scarce than gold. It's more scarce than platinum.
Tungsten?
Yeah. You can't,
insert rare earth here.
Yeah, we've had a printer ink apocalypse, apparently.
We'll be back.
They blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. And they blew up his house, too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state. And the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade. And the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin.
Wanna carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you getting hot? We'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The Harrier 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, 10 minutes to the top of the hour here. Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Holy mackerel. Just texting with my wife and found out how much we owed the lawn guys. I was expecting like 50, 100. I'm not going to say the number. People will fall out of their chairs.
I deal with several of these type things, and it's like...
Look at that number at the bottom.
And, of course, they need it now, or they're going to stop. They haven't asked you for money for a year. They need it now, or they're not mowing your lawn.
I can't believe that. Holy mackerel. That's funny. That's funny.
I've gone through three lawn guys because I told them, text me when you'll be there, and I will have the money for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I come home. Lawn's mowed.
Nope. No money.
I don't have the money.
Yeah.
I don't carry cash.
Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have those problems because Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage will save you money. She's not going to cost you money like paying your lawn guy. She's going to save you money. And by that, I mean Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage is going to examine your mortgage if you have one. Mortgage refinances right now are like basically at an all-time high, and there's a reason for that because mortgage rates are basically at an all-time low. You remember how excited I got when the 10-year note went below 2.5?
Mm-hmm.
It's like at 1.6 right now. That's like a full point lower than it was. It's so low right now, it's no longer really having an effect on pulling interest rates down because they can only go so low. They can only go so low. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, it is so low, if you call her right now, her fingers will be smoking, her ears will be on fire because she is talking to so many people who are refinancing as we speak. If you've ever listened to this ad over the last 5 years that she's been talking to you, our audience, on this program, if you've ever listened to her ad and haven't called, call today, please. Please call her today. I'm begging you, as someone who loves you, your humble host loves you and wants you to have money in your pocket, call her, 567-4223. Today is the best day you will ever have to save money. The best day you will ever have to save money. I cannot guarantee what's going to happen tomorrow. I know today they're at all-time lows. 567-4223. 567-4223, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Who's this?
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg. How are you, my friend?
Enjoying your show. It's just really great. I'm driving. I'm listening. I'm just enjoying your show.
Where are you from? Are you around here?
I'm from Titus.
Oh, we reach Titus. You should listen every day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a question.
Huh?
What is the number of absentee ballots in this election? Do we have a percentage?
We would have to first get some printer ink so that we could have the results printed off, and then we would tell you what they were.
Yeah, well, if you see that there's double-digit absentee ballot, that's
double-digit percentage? No chance. No chance at double-digit percentage. Absolutely no chance.
Okay, because that's indicative of fraud. Before I retired, I prosecuted voter fraud.
All right. Where did you prosecute voter fraud?
Attorney General's office for Greene County, Wilcox County, Hale County, Greensboro, Alabama, Winston County. And it basically, they use the absentee ballots to steal the election.
So,
this rule of thumb is if you see double-digit absentee ballots, there's something wrong. So the Attorney General's office should just seize all the records before they can monkey around with them. Anyway. All right.
Thanks,
well,
man.
I just wanted to know. Thanks for having
you. Thank you.
Yeah, that would be a huge red flag in a city the size of Montgomery to have double-digit percentage. In some smaller cities, sometimes you get a little little quirk, weirdness or whatever, but that would be such a massive massive weirdness that just almost is unheard of.
Yeah.
Almost is unheard of. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. All right. My guess is the election wasn't stolen by absentee ballots.
Right.
My guess is they tried to steal the election on election night by stuffing ballot boxes to try to get into 50%. My guess is because there was such limited desire for this election, they thought 18,000 votes would win the election outright, or 19 surely would win the election outright. Siri... Apple apologizes for Siri eavesdropping on you. It has suspended human reviews and will delete recordings. A formal apology has been issued after Apple was busted using human contractors to listen to the Siri digital assistant. Now get this. Including during your sexual encounters.
Hot.
Siri would come on from time to time.
Well, I mean... Siri's like, you know, what's going on in here? Hey, guys.
Siri would hear, what's all that heavy breathing?
Yeah.
I guess you could turn it on by, no, didn't work.
Hey, Siri.
Bum, bum, blam.
I think Greg has a, if I'm not mistaken, he has a, oh, man, there's a perfect bed for this somewhere.
I can't find it.
This is why Greg's a better talk host than I am.
Well.
See, Greg would never have made this mistake. Greg Bedell would never have made the mistake. If he wants porn music, he plays porn music.
Well.
I want porn music. I got to click through all Greg's menus.
Mm-hmm.
I know where it is on the menu. I know it's on the bottom right. I just can't find it. Come on, porn music. Guys, I want you to tune into the Greg Bedell Show in the morning and afternoon. There we go. You'll hear seamless, flawless hotkey work. Me, I only know where like two things is. I know.
I am the chosen one.
I mean, that's it. I know where that is. I know where Big Boy is.
Well.
This is Siri. This is what they play at the Apple headquarters.
Siri a freak, man. What can I say?
Well, how did that music ever get associated with pornography?
I have a comedian like mentioned it at some point.
You think so?
Yeah, because I remember a bit about it.
I just can't imagine that. Maybe in the old school.
Yeah.
Like before we were born.
Yeah.
First, by default, we will no longer retain audio recordings of Siri interactions. We will continue to use computer-generated transcripts to help Siri improve. Second, users will be able to opt in to help Siri improve by learning from the audio samples of their requests.
Mm.
We hope that many will choose to help Siri get better, knowing that Apple respects their data and helps and has strong privacy controls in place. Those who choose to participate will be able to opt out at any time. Third, when customers opt in, only Apple employees will be allowed to listen. That makes me feel better.
Well,
only Apple employees will listen to your porn requests.
Yeah, I mean, I was only there listening to, you know, your HMMA to learn how to not listen to it better as an Apple employee, you know?
Hot man on man action.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hot man on man action, Dave is quoting here.
Just saying. I heard Siri's
into
that.
It's hot.
I've heard Siri's into that.
Siri's into that.
And you know how they found out, Baron?
Huh.
Comedy of errors.
It was a comedy of errors, Dave. They didn't know.
The next thing you know, a guy's at my, I had a pizza delivered. The next thing you know, Siri turns on.
Dropping trowel.
Everybody's naked.
It was hilarious. You had to be there.
Yeah, well, if you were there, you'd find it funny.
If you were there, you'd know. It's an inside joke.
Yeah, you know.
Well.
I'm dying.
Not too inside, hopefully.
Well.
Our team will work to delete any recordings, which is determined to be an inadvertent trigger of Siri.
You know, like, hey, Siri?
Hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri. So my phone's not turning on.
Mine did.
Well.
What is your father's name?
Oh, well. That's one of those porn requests.
Siri, well.
I think what she meant to say is call me daddy.
Well.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. Dave, it's already 11 o'clock.
I know. Well, the show's flying by.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Give us a call on bathinnovations.com. Guest hotline when you get a chance, 272-9228. We're going to take a news break. Maybe talk to Siri. Talk dirty to Siri. See what happens. We'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.